我哋读经文嘅时候，咁喺约翰福音15:5-8。So the scripture reading today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 5-8. And you can see it on the screen in the back, but we would like for you to open up your own scriptures to follow along. 咁我喺上高其实你都睇到嘅，但系如果你可以打开你自己嘅圣经咧，咁一度跟住一度读，我就会用英文嚟读。Okay. So John chapter 15 verses 5-8. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. This is the word of the Lord. 我現在就想叫陳全套上來講道，和Uncle Michael來翻譯。So I ask Pastor Justin to come up for this morning's message, Life's Journey and Abiding in Christ, and Uncle Michael will be translating. Thank you, Matthew.
Good morning.
大家早上。
Happy Thanksgiving to all.
感恩節快樂。
And I trust that you will all have big dinners, lots of food, feasting over these next couple of days.
相信大家嚟緊嗰幾日都可能有食好多大餐，要好多嘅慶祝啦。
In fact, today I will be meeting with my family at the restaurant just down this road here. I think it's called Shum.
I don't know what the Chinese name of it. 今晚咧，我就會喺呢條街嘅下邊嗰度，我暫時不知名嘅地方嗰度食一大餐。
So before we pray, of course, I do want to acknowledge the children's prayer that we just did, that there are a lot of things that we could be thankful for, and oftentimes, especially living in Canada, we could be easily complaining over a lot of things, but let's just focus on the thankfulness, the things that we can be thankful for.
在我们祷告的时候，我们都特别的去纪念到，其实我们有很多东西我们很感恩，虽然我们同时很多，特别在加拿大里面，我们有很多的恩典，我们一起去感谢。
So with that, let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just welcome you into this place.
亲爱的天父，我们欢迎你来到我们中间。
Not that you aren't already here, but Father, what we mean is that we are opening our hearts so that your spirit can just come and be in us.
不是你不在我们中间，而是我们在这个时间里面，我们特别地躺在我们的心怀，邀请你进入了心的心房的深处。
And this Sunday is a very special Sunday where we give thanks to you and also we celebrate baptism today.
这个主日是一个很特别的主日，因为我们在当中，我们更加的要庆祝我们当中有受洗加入你自己里面的弟兄姊妹。
So God, just for the words that are being spoken today, may it truly come from Scripture, and also for the words shared by our sisters today, may it just really ring true to those who listen.
所以父親，我特別求你今日你個話語從你嘅聖經裡面走出嚟，我哋更加求你特別祝福嗰啲要分享嘅姊妹們，讓到佢哋嘅説話係真係喺你嘅真理嘅裏邊走出嚟。
We thank you again, and we just pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们再次感谢你，奉基督的名字来祈求。
Amen. I'd like to read again the scripture passage that we're using today, which comes from John chapter 15, verses 5-8.
今早上，我想同大家再一次重读刚刚正话大家读咗嘅经文，喺约翰福音15:5-8.
Jesus is speaking to his disciples, and he says, I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
这个是主耶稣和他门徒所说的说话，他说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在你里面。这个人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能作什么。
If you don't remain in me,You are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned.
人若不上咗里面，就好似枝子掉喺外边枯干。 人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you.
你们若常我在我里面，我的话也都常在你们的里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.
你们也都多结果子，我的父也都因此而得荣耀。你们也都就是我的门徒了。
In the book of John, Jesus uses a series of these I am statements that help his disciples just to know more about who he is and about his teaching.
在整个约翰福音里面，我们看见主耶稣经常要用我是，是帮助他的门徒更加明白主耶稣他的位份。
And you're very familiar with these things. When Jesus says, I am the bread, I am the light, I am the way, and now he's now saying, I am the vine.
大家更加可能很熟的，就会讲到说，主耶稣说，我就是生命之粮，我就是光，我就是道路，甚至都讲到就是，我就是葡萄树。
And the reason why Jesus uses these images is because he knows his disciples. Jesus knows that he needs to use references that they are familiar with.
为什么主耶稣特别要用到葡萄树呢？因为主耶稣明白他的门徒，所以他就用一些他的门徒很认识的东西，那就是葡萄树了。
And so the vine imagery is no different. The vine is often used as the symbol of God and Israel and the attachment of the two.
其实这个葡萄树这个景象对于当时的门徒来讲是很熟悉的。这个正正就是代表着以色列人和神那个关系，就好像葡萄树连在枝子里面的关系。
Found in many parts of scripture, the vine has always been used as the attachment and the growth and the future of Israel.
我们在圣经里面不难发现，其实很多地方里面都讲到葡萄树怎样连接在枝子里面去成长。
In some other ancient writings, there are also descriptions of the temple in Jerusalem having a golden vine carefully placed above the curtain that separates the different parts of the temple.
我们更加去看回很多的历史的文献里面，更加形容到在以前的殿里面有这个金的葡萄籽的葡萄树的枝子，是摆在很细意的摆在这个的会幕不同的地方里面，去代表着怎样分开了不同的层次。
This golden vine was a very magnificent decoration that the Jewish disciples were very familiar with.
而这个的金的枝的葡萄树的枝子，正是经常性的，就是讲一个很美丽的一个关系，怎样是在旧约里面形容出来。
In fact, many wealthy Christians at the time would come and they would offer their gold, and the metal workers would take their offering of gold and they would carefully craft it and add it to the golden vine so that over time the golden vine would grow more and more.
甚至乎有啲好富有嘅猶太人，佢哋咧會將佢啲金拎出嚟，咁咧就揾啲巧手嘅工匠，將佢咧挑刻成唔同嘅葡萄樹嘅枝子，咁咧然後仲要不停地令到咧嗰個嘅葡萄樹嘅枝子咧係會增長嘅。
With that in mind, Jesus looks into his disciples' eyes and he says, "I am the vine."
在这个背景的里面，主耶稣就跟他的门徒这样很真诚地跟他们讲，我就是这个葡萄树了。
Certainly perking up the ears of the disciples who are familiar with not only the old scripture but also the indication of this vine that's in the temple.
这个他特别地跟门徒讲，令到是开他们的耳朵，以致他们看见这个的关系是什么，因为其实他们对这个葡萄树这个景象是如此的熟。
Jesus looks at them and he says,I am the vine. And Jesus is trying to let them know that he is more than just a mere prophet, but that he is telling them that Jesus is the source of all of their hopes and all of their blessings.
这里主耶稣特别强调的，不单单就是说我就是那个葡萄树，更加讲的就是我就是你们那个盼望生命的源头。
In verse 5, he says, remain in me, and I in you.
第五節裏面他特別講到就是在我裏面，我也常在你的裏面。
If we remain in Jesus, he becomes the source of our strength, our patience, our wisdom, and our life.
當到我們是跟主耶穌在一起的時候，他就成為我們的力量，我們的耐性，我們的智慧，甚至是我們生命之源。
And if we remain in him, we will bear much fruit.
而且如果我们与主在一起的时候，我们更加能够多结果子。
Understanding this is not very complicated at all. Actually, it's very simple.
明白这个道理，相信不是太困难，甚至乎可能讲话很容易。
Remaining in Jesus is actually a very simple knowledge fact.
时时的留在主的里面，这个甚至乎可能是一个知识里面的一个认识。
And to this day, we actually use words like spiritual disciplines that help in that journey, that pursuit.
我们甚至乎今时今日我们会用一个的所谓属灵操练来去讲到我们怎样的同神保持这个关系。
And so spiritual disciplines can be described as common or daily routine tasks that we do to deepen our faith and relationship in Jesus.
属灵的操练可能是指我们每日日常里面我们去做的事，以至于帮助我们更加巩固我们同神主耶稣的关系。
Things like prayer, scripture reading, worship, offering, fellowship. These are some of the common spiritual disciplines that we be, may be familiar with.
例如好似祈祷啦、读经啦、敬拜啦、奉献啦、团契生活啦，呢啲可能都系我哋咧大家好熟悉嘅一啲属灵操练嘅事情。
Perhaps the not so common spiritual disciplines can be fasting, confession, rest, or even service.
而一啲比较我哋冇咁常提及嘅一啲嘅操练，可能就包括例如禁食啦，我哋嘅自省嘅悔罪啦，我哋嘅甚至乎系休息啦，又或者咧我哋嘅服侍啦。
These spiritual disciplines are part of life's journey.In remaining in Jesus, becoming one with Him.
这些的操练往往都是帮助我们在我们生命的路途里面继续的与基督保持联系，以致我们和他是合而为一。
There isn't a specific checklist of things that you have to complete in order for you to be a true follower of Christ. It's nothing like that.
我们其实没有一张特别的清单说你做齐晒咁多样嘢咧，你就系基督嘅门徒啦。我哋冇呢样咁嘅嘢嘅。
But there certainly are things in life that we can pursue, so that we are ultimately aligning our hearts closely to God's own heart.
但系我哋却好清楚知道，有一啲事情当我哋去做咗之后，系帮助我哋嘅心与基督嘅心怀系更加嘅系同一嘅吻合。
What He wants should be what we want.Similarly, what saddens God should also be things that sadden us as well.
因为这样的缘故，以致我们的心思跟他一样，我们所想的跟他一样，他所讲的说话跟我们今天所讲的说话都是一样。
If we are so aligned with God that we know His heart, then we should also be aligned with His will as well. And that actually helps us properly interpret verse 7.
当我们跟神是完全吻合我们的心思同佢吻合嘅时候，这个就更加帮助我哋去了解跟住下一节嘅经文。
So verse 7 can actually be kind of dangerous if you don't interpret it properly.
跟住呢节咧，如果我哋唔好好嘅理解嘅话咧，系好危险嘅，因为咧可能会解错咗经文嘅。
Because it reads, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you."
第七节里边。主耶稣咁样话：佢话你若想我里面，我嘅话要常喺你嘅里面。凡你哋所愿意嘅祈求，就必给你们成就。
I'm sure you can imagine why this could be taken dangerously.
相信大家都好容易明白点解呢句说话咧可以系好危险嘅咁样俾人误解咗。
An improper reading of this verse could be used to justify anything.
如果我们不是好好的理解这个经文的话，我们可以很容易误解了经文，然后呢就去胡乱的引用了。
An improper reading of these verses could lead people to do terrible things and saying the Bible told them to do it.
如果我哋唔好好嘅了解認識個前文後理嘅話，有人可以斷章取義就話：咦，可以咁樣祈禱喎，咁樣咧就神幫我做啲咁嘅嘢嘅喎。
It is absolutely tragic when misguided individuals take these words, ask for whatever you wish, and it'll be done for you, totally out of context.
可以好危險嘅，有啲人咧就會求祈就話：咦，咁我可以求任何嘢啦，求嘅時候咧，神就會俾我啦。
As soon as you just read a bit more context, it's saying that if you remain in Jesus, then your heart should be aligned with God's own heart, and then you could ask for whatever you wish.
如果你用多啲嘅心思去读嘅话，我哋就了解当时嘅情景里面讲到就话，你哋如果常喺我嘅里面，我嘅话亦都就常喺你嘅里面，咁样你哋求就得着啦。
It's absurdly funny when I hear.Some people say, or perhaps their prayer sounds like, God, if you grant me the numbers of the winning lottery of $10 million, and if I win, I promise I will donate 100% back to the church, back to charity, and it'll only go for your ministry.
我想大家都聽嗰啲咁幽默嘅講法，就係神啊，唔該你俾我今晚中649，中1,000,000649，跟住我就將我全部所有嘅都奉獻俾教會，仲要咧拎去做所有嘅事工，推展你自己國嘅事情。
I know I joke around about this, but of course I have to admit, of course I have prayed this prayer before.
大家覺得好笑啊！甚至乎覺得我可以開緊玩笑。嗱，講真句啊，其實我哋可能個個都有咁祈禱過噶，好似我自己都有咁樣祈禱過一樣。
I have to be transparent. I have to be honest. Of course, I have prayed something like this before.
我都需要有高透明度，我都要需要好坦誠咁，所以都誠實承認我都有咁樣祈過嘅。
And if you are silently laughing that you also have prayed this prayer too, then we could share into some commonality.
如果你今日咪咪嘴喺度笑緊，或者大聲笑緊，你又會心地覺得其實我都祈過嘅。咁可能我哋大家可以大家分享下大家嘅共通點都得嘅嚇。
But we know that it doesn't happen, does it?
我哋都知道呢樣嘢咁樣求係唔得嘅。
And then there's for some reason, God doesn't grant us our prayers for.$1 billion.
咁我哋都知道，其實我哋咁樣求神係唔會俾我哋呢1,000,000,000嘅。
And it's for a very good reason.
而呢一個佢唔俾，佢唔允許我哋咁嘅祈求，係有好嘅原因嘅。
It's because God knows that the temptation of money is one of the greatest temptations in this world.
因為神好清楚知道錢財係一個好大嘅誘惑。
God knows that the temptation of money.Corrupts almost everyone that has such wealth.
神亦都好清楚知道，钱财系可以叫人腐败嘅。
It's because God knows that even if we say that we will be sincere with the money, God knows our hearts, and God knows that with the temptation of money, we will easily walk away from Him.
神亦都好清楚知道我哋嘅心思。他知道当我们面对这个诱惑的时候我们会跌倒甚至乎会因为这样而离开了他。
I'm not saying that we should ask for miracles in our lives. Of course we can ask for miracles in our lives.
我绝对不是说我们不去求神行神迹。我们甚至乎当然要去求神去让神迹奇事在我们中间发生。
It is our prayer that what we ask for aligns with God's own heart.
相反地，我哋需要求嘅系求我哋求嘅嘢系同神嘅心怀系一致。
There is so much brokenness in our world, and I'm sure everyone here on a daily basis prays for the remedy and for the solutions and for all the brokenness in the world to go away.
我哋都知道，我哋世界周围今日有好多嘅破碎。我哋甚至乎好多都有祷告、切切嘅祈求，求神将呢啲破碎拿走。
And I'm sure that you pray with a sincere heart, with great intentions. But if there's anything that we can take from this scripture right now, is that we just have to be so aligned with God's own heart so that our prayer actually is aligned to Scripture.
甚至乎很深信大家的祷告是真诚的，那去祷告求这一切对被拿开。但我们更加要学的一个功课是我们的心怀怎样去跟神他的心怀同一吻合呢？
Do not take Scripture out of context. We have to remain in Jesus, have the same heart as Jesus, and then whatever we ask, it will be done.
切记的是我们离开华语那个的情景，自己的私自去翻译，重要的是我们真的跟神他的心怎样去联合，明白他的心怀。
When Jesus calls his disciples to remain in him, the disciples actually, because they're of their Jewish culture, they're actually very familiar with these spiritual disciplines.
当主耶稣同我们讲话，你们要与我同在一起的时候，然后这样去形容，那些门徒其实很明白的，因为其实他们很明白当日那个文化背景，那个的属灵操练是什么。
It's actually a strength of the Jewish culture that in that time,when Jesus would talk about remaining in me, they would actually know quite well at least how to do that on a daily basis.
这个其实当日犹太人一个的优势，就是其实他们当主耶稣说你要在我里面的时候，其实他们很明白这个道理，这个的操练是指着什么东西的。
So as we think about that, Jesus at the moment isn't lecturing to them. Jesus isn't trying to be a teacher to try to lecture them into some kind of new teaching of remaining in him.Jesus is actually doing something a little bit different.
所以当我们了解这个情景的时候，我们明白其实当时主耶稣不是在教着书，其实不是在讲着学，在教训那些门徒要怎样去做，其实不是，其实主耶稣是想带出另一样东西。
The reason Jesus speaks these words is because Jesus knows of what is coming.
主耶稣这样讲是因为他很明白知道跟着有什么事情 要在他们中间发生。
Jesus knowsthat in a very, very short time frame, that he is going to have to leave the disciples.
主耶稣清楚知道很快的时间他就离开他的门徒了。
And Jesus knows that the disciples are going to face much hardship in their lives.
他也很知道很快这些门徒就要面对他们生命更加更加困难的光景。
Jesus knows that they are going to be tested, and they are going to ask themselves the questions, do I remain in Jesus?Or do I abandon Jesus?
他们很明白，知道很快他们就会同神离开。他们都要问的问题就是：我们要继续留在基督的里面呢，定义话我们要离开基督呢？
I've seen enough television and movies to know that when loving parents are desperately telling their young kids that they love them, and no matter what happens, the parents will always be with them, and if they're crying and if they're hugging,As a person that watches a lot of TV, I know that something bad is going to happen to those parents.
如果大家好似我咁睇电视睇得多，睇戏睇得多咧，你知道啦。即系如果电视情节嘅里边咧，嗰个爸爸妈妈同啲阿仔阿女讲话，我好爱你噶，我永远都唔会离开你噶，然后跟住拥抱话，我一定唔离开你噶。咁你知道咧，预计跟住好快咧，佢哋就会分开噶啦，就有个好悲伤嘅情况要发生噶啦。
I can sense that something bad will happen.To the parents, and then possibly those young kids will have to be all alone to survive and to go through the problems by themselves.
即係越長片嘅橋段啦，跟住咧阿爸或者阿媽就死咗啊，咁咧阿仔阿女咧就好悲哀咁去過活啊，點樣掙扎求存啊，嗰啲咁嘅橋段咧。
This situation is not too different because we know what happens to Jesus in the next couple chapters.
这个的情景其实跟刚才形容的很相似，因为跟着那几章里面就讲到主耶稣要跟他们分开。
Jesus was arrested by the Roman soldiers in the Garden of Gethsemane.
跟着主耶稣在客西马尼园里面被罗马的兵丁将他带走。
Later, he was beaten and tortured in front of a lot of witnesses.
跟住佢就被鞭打，被审判，然后咧喺众人嘅面前被打伤。
He was crucified on the cross with nails hammered into his hands and feet.
最后佢嘅脚、佢嘅手被钉穿，钉喺十字架上边。
During that whole time, the disciples had to.Hold fast in the teachings of Jesus, and it must have been excruciating to have to watch their Lord Jesus Christ being treated like that.
当时门徒就亲眼睇住呢个情况，佢哋心嘅里边经历嗰份极大嘅伤痛。
And I'm sure that in that moment, the disciples couldn't forget about the time when Jesus just said, "Remain in me, and I will remain in you."
亦都相信当时嘅门徒切切记得主耶稣之前同佢哋讲咗话，你哋要留在我嘅里面，我亦都永远嘅喺你嘅里边。
Jesus suffered a terrible death, but let's not forget the purpose of his death.
主耶稣承担极大极痛苦嘅死亡，但我哋都唔好忘记主耶稣面对承担呢个死亡嘅原因系啲乜嘢。
Jesus took the punishment that sinners deserved, so that anyone who believes in Jesus would not be punished.
基督承担罪人嘅罪，死在十字架上，为要嘅系要救赎世人。
Sinners would not be punished, but if they believed in Jesus Christ, they would be given eternal life.
以至因为基督嘅死嘅缘故，我哋作罪人嘅，可以因为佢嘅救恩，以至我哋唔需要承担我哋罪，而得享永生，有永远嘅生命。
The sacrifice that the Son of God made is the hope of our salvation for everyone today.
佢嘅死成为我哋今时今日每一个人嗰份嘅盼望。
And if you're a person here today that has not yet considered the person of Jesus and who he is in your life, I'm telling you, today is a fantastic day to start that journey.
如果在座今日仲有未认识主耶稣、未接受呢份救恩嘅话，我今日邀请你，呢个系一个好好机会，体会、尝试、亲尝呢一份嘅救恩系啲乜，与基督一齐同行呢一条嘅生命嘅路。
Jesus knew that he couldn't be with his disciples forever.
主耶稣清楚知道佢唔能够永远嘅同佢嘅门徒喺埋一齐。
At least physically, Jesus knew that he couldn't be with them forever. Jesus knew that the disciples are going to face a lot of hardships and trials and persecution.
起码主耶稣好清楚知道佢唔能够肉身上同呢班门徒时常坐埋一齐。佢好清楚知道佢哋要走嘅路，继续有好多嘅试炼，佢哋要面对。
Jesus calls them to remain steadfast in their faith, especially when facing the temptations and the dangers of the world.
主耶稣邀请佢哋与佢喺埋一齐，特别当佢面对住世界各样挑战困难嘅时候，佢邀请佢嘅门徒与佢留在一起。
And like the song that we just sang today, let not our faith be shaken by the storms of this world.
就好似正话我哋唱诗所听到一样，让我哋嘅信唔会因为我哋面对嘅一切艰难，以致到被摇动。
Today we have three sisters who will declare their faithfulness in Jesus Christ.
今天早上我哋有三位嘅姊妹要喺众人嘅面前宣告佢哋喺基督里边嗰份嘅信。
As they go into the future, days from now, and weeks from now, possibly years from now, I hope they too.Will also remember to remain in Jesus.
从今日开始，可能系端日、端月，甚至端年计，我深深嘅切切盼望佢哋永永远远嘅就系留喺基督嘅里面。
The world we live in is not an easy place.
我哋今日活在嘅世界唔系一个容易嘅世界。
The world will challenge you. Actually, it'll even fight you.
呢个世界不停嘅向你发出挑战，甚至乎。在这里攻击你。
And you'll be very, very tempted to ask yourself, what do I believe in and who will I remain in?
甚至乎你都会问，我今日为何要信？我今日信啲乜嘢？
My encouragement for you today is that in difficult times, remember the loving and peaceful character of Jesus Christ.
今日我要鼓励你嘅，让你清楚记得。亦都盼望你以后都记得嘅，喺基督嘅里边，佢俾你嗰份嘅教导，佢俾你嗰份嘅安慰。
Remember the compassionate heart of Jesus, and if you remain in Jesus, you will bear much fruit.
请你谨记基督嗰份怜悯嘅心肠，佢系何等嘅爱你，佢亦都盼望你何等嘅为佢嚟结果子。
This is certainly life's long journey to remain in Jesus Christ.
留在基督嘅里边，呢个肯定 是我们一生要行走的道路。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we know that this world comes with many challenges.
父，我们知道我们这个世界带来的是很多不同的挑战。
But we are thankful of the teaching and the foundation that we are given.
但我们多谢你，多谢你给我们的教导，同埋你的教导给我们那份的根基。
We know that with you, we can accomplish anything.
我们知道在你的里面，我们可以成就一切。
Even in dark times when we feel like we have to rely on our own strength, let us only look to your strength instead.
即使黑暗的里面，我们感到我们需要靠着自己的力去面对的时候，让我们继续紧紧地依靠着你。
As the three sisters share their testimony today, may they forever remember those words so that they can share their testimony no matter where they are.
当到今天这三位的姊妹他们去分享他们的见证的时候，父神，我求你容让他们永远记得他们今天分享，以至他们将来去到世界的任何一个角落都紧紧记得你他们今天经历的分享是什么。
Again, we thank you very much. In Jesus' name we pray.
我们再次多谢你，奉基督的名字祈求。
Amen. Amen.